This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
Here's another Saturday Magazine podcast brought to you by Joy sponsor, Virgin Australia. Visit virginaustralia.com.
From Joy 94.9, this is Saturday Magazine.
Live across Melbourne on Joy 94.9, streaming online at joy.org.au and, of course, on podcast. This is Saturday Magazine, Joy 94.9's longest-running and flagship news, current affairs and lifestyle program. It is an ever-changing mix of local and national news, current affairs and Tass's rants. It's all framed within a queer perspective. I'm Macca. Good morning. What's the date today, Tass?
16th or 15th or something.
It's the 15th. I should know. It's actually payday. On behalf of Saturday Magazine, I acknowledge the traditional owners of the land on which we meet and pay my respects to elders past, present and future. I'd also like to pay my respects and honour the elders from our diverse LGBTIQ communities. So, Tass, if you renew your membership, the voucher is, are you ready for this? It's a double pass to see the Coming Back Out ball movie, right? A Levi's Equality T-shirt and a $50 voucher for the Lobster Cave restaurant.
Well, that's got to be worth it.
So I reckon, Matthew Guy, if you're listening, you can have a $50 lunch for free at the Lobster Cave. So that number is 19949949. Keep the money coming in because it is tax deductible and Joy will make better use of the money than any government of any colour ever would.
Macca, I reckon Matthew Guy probably stopped listening quite a while ago. Isn't that what the election result showed?
Well, it might be, but interesting election result last night. The State Assembly of the Victorian Liberal Party.
Yes, voted in Robert Clark.
Robert Spina Bifida Clark.
You need to explain why you said that, Macca.
Well, actually, you have a greater knowledge of this speech, Tass.
You know it backwards, Macca.
So it was a speech he was making in Parliament and
about amendments to the Equal Opportunity
Act. That's right. And he basically said that homosexuality is an affliction or a disease, like spina bifida. And it needs to be treated as such. So,
I always thought you had a condition, Macca.
Yeah. So let's not make fun of people that have that. But that was his views. He was elected president of the Victorian Liberal Party last night.
It is very interesting, Macca, that they did actually. I mean, it goes back to this point of listening.
But this is about their future.
Look, I understand that, but what they want to do is actually move closer to the middle of the political spectrum. What they've in fact done is elected a leader who is at the right end.
Yes.
So that to me says that they're still not listening.
For 2019, not 1920.
Correct.
So, but
still not listening.
They're still. But look, at the end of the day, that's their decision. Michael Kroger, who was the president, he stood down.
The right thing.
Yep, he was always very happy to come on the show. The invitation is out there to Robert. If you want to recant those remarks and withdraw those remarks or explain them, we'll give you some time on air. Robert,
I think a formal invitation would probably
perhaps we could send
required.
Him a Christmas card.
So, Macca, what was your highlight in the week?
Look,
highlight.
It was actually a low light. The Religious Freedoms Report was finally released, actually only 5 months before it was going to have its birthday, because it was given to the government in May. Mm. To summarise it, basically Philip Ruddock said there was nothing to see here. There weren't many examples, if any, of discrimination that would require legislation. Now, Scott Morrison, the Prime Minister, decided we still need legislation. We don't need legislation to protect LGBTI kids in schools from being thrown out of school. That's not important, right? he says. And why does he say that? Because what is more important to him is actually legislating for religious freedom. And one of the justifications he's used for this is he's pulled some census data that says that particular ethnic groups and new immigrants to Australia have a higher percentage of religious faith than the rest of Australia. Oh, so Scott's discovered immigrants. Scott has discovered people of other colours. Scott has discovered people who don't speak in tongues. It's bullshit. Pure and simple. Right? It's bullshit. If that's the best you can do, Prime Minister, after a report that says you actually don't need to do anything, and you pull that out as the reasoning, and all of a sudden you've discovered diversity.
I had a look at the report, Macca.
Yeah.
It's freely available on the web now. Search it out, look it up. It is actually interesting. My observations of the report are, firstly, that it's rather technical and legalistic.
Mm.
And secondly, it's a boring read.
Well, of course,
and I think it was deliberately constructed in that way to put people off so that they actually don't go through the fine detail.
Mm.
Now, thankfully, there are a number of our advocacy groups who are doing that. I know the LGBTI Health Alliance are doing that. We will ask Anna Brown when we speak with her later on.
Who heads up Equality Australia now.
A new organisation that we need to learn about. They'll probably be analysing it, and there'll be many other of our stakeholders who will look at it in greater detail than I could, possibly, because it is just such a dull, dull read.
But, you know, if you ask people like Scott Morrison and people on the conservative side of the Liberal Party a particular question about do they believe that government should be intruding into people's lives, they'll all say no, right? It's about the individual. Right. So why is it necessary for government to intrude into people's lives to make legislation that tells them or prescribes religious freedom? I don't understand it.
Mm.
I don't understand it. It's not just hypocrisy.
I think, Macaram, if you read the report carefully, it is not designed to protect the freedom of religion, of religious people. It is actually designed to protect the ability for people to discriminate against population groups, such as our very own group. That's what the intent behind the recommendations in this report are. Perhaps that's an overly simplistic or a naive point of view. I don't know. Now, Macaram, I've got some other news for you. Yesterday, the Australian Human Rights Commission has its annual awards.
Oh, yes.
And they gave an award to Australian Marriage Equality.
Great.
For the great work that they did. And I believe Tim Peppard was in Sydney, amongst other people, to receive and acknowledge that award. So that's pretty good news, I think.
It is. It is. And we will be speaking a little bit later to Ed Santow from the Human Rights Commission. He's one of the commissioners.
And we specifically want to speak with him about this
Religious Freedom
Review.
Yeah. And then a bit later, Anna Brown from the Human Rights Law Centre is now the CEO of Equality Australia. And I want to talk to Anna about that new role and that new organisation. It's a great to see Anna heading it up. And as to the sort of work that they're going to do and the focus that they're going to have, it's to remind people that, you know, the battle is not over for equality. There are still many, many battles to fight, aren't there, Tass?
There certainly are, Macca. It's not over. I mean, people think that with marriage equality it's all over. It is not.
Mm.
You know, in this very studio, just before the Victorian state election, we asked the Leader of the Opposition in the Upper House, as he is now, and the Opposition Minister for Equality. I don't know if he still retained that title, by the way, or whether he's given that role away to somebody
else. David Davis.
We asked him whether there was going to be any legislative reform, and he essentially couldn't commit to anything, and yet we still have some of our some of the members of our community who still need to do some basic things like amend their gender on their birth certificates, and they can't.
Yes.
This is 2018. We're about to enter 2019. This is a basic human right, and people can't attend to that.
Now, you once told me, Tass, that you don't own any porn.
No, I don't.
Yeah.
Why should I?
No, I just, you know, you just, I thought it was interesting.
I just think it's boring. I can't see the point.
So.
Really, what's the point of it?
If you need that explained, I'll do that off air.
I mean, if you really need to watch that, just do it, you know? Like, just.
He's got the treasurer.
That's right.
Just go and do it. You don't need to watch. I mean,
it's good. It's fine.
I mean, and look, you know, it's interesting that you raise that, Macca, because I have friends who I didn't know had enormous collections of porn, like enormous collections. I have this one mate who had like a whole cupboard. I mean, this is in video days.
Oh, I've got a lot of videos.
A whole cupboard. And they were like stacked on top of each other, four deep into this wardrobe.
Wow.
And at one point, they confessed that there was over 1,600 separate titles. Wow. Now, then they went through this massive process of transcribing them all into digital files and has a 3 terabyte set of, you know, what are they called? Memory banks?
Yeah. Well, 3 terabytes, one.
Yes, but not just one of those.
Yeah, lots of them.
He's got, like, lots of them stacked up on top of each other, filled with porn. And
you wouldn't have time to watch them.
Well, if you wanted something, you just say, pick something really obscure.
I want pictures of Tass.
Well, there aren't any.
In stockings.
Well, there aren't any. But if you wanted something particularly obscure, you could get it.
Okay.
They could do a search for you.
Fine.
And where did that come from?
I don't know. I just thought. Because I wanted to say.
So many great things that you could be doing with your life, you know, sitting around watching porn, really.
We don't watch it for long, probably.
I've got a message here from 317. Macca, leave him alone. He's a classy gay man. There you go. You've been told.
Oh, look. Now, Tass, there's a message there from a listener.
Yeah, Dave from Sydney. Well, first of all, Dave from Sydney, it's great that you're listening.
Yes, thank you.
And it's great to know that it's not just a Melbourne City-centric crowd that listen to us. It's people from all corners of the nation that actually do listen in.
And I have actually asked for the end of the year for Pete Holmes to put together for us a bit of a précis of our podcast downloads for the year. I'd like to know what has been our most popular podcast in terms of people. You know, so we can talk about that at the end of the year.
Let's go back to Dave's comment from Sydney.
About porn, yes.
Yeah, so Dave says, that sounds like one porn collection. One needs to remember that when you die, family usually clear out your things. Best to stream it and not have any physical evidence.
Yes, because when they open the cupboard, when your mother or your great aunt or something come and clean out the house, they find all your porn collection and your toys.
Well, it's interesting you say that because this particular friend that has the multiple terabytes of porn would often say to us,
if I die,
at regular events, should I die, could you please come here early and clear out the house before Mum and Dad arrive?
Yeah.
And so that was something that we all understood.
It's good advice.
It was something that we all understood. However...
Yeah.
The parents died.
Oh, so did he find any porn at their house?
It's no secret anymore. It doesn't matter.
But there wasn't any porn at their house?
Oh, no, there's plenty of porn. But
no, at their parents' house.
Oh, we don't know about the parents' house. Not going there, Macca.
Now, I did do...
Not many, speaking ill of the dead like that.
Many, many years ago, when videos were... Actual videos, you know, VHS videos, were the method of delivery of porn, you know, before online became anything like it is now. Anyway, I had a video collection, and I actually still have a lot of it. I haven't, but I do have a VHS player, but it's not plugged in.
Probably doesn't work anymore.
Probably doesn't work. But there was a couple of auctions, and I think it was it a Laird auction or something like that anyway, and I put together some prize packs to give away, which was videos. And I'd put 3 or 4 videos in this bag, and then I'd put something else in there, you know, a novelty item.
Right.
And anyway,
shreds of think what that was.
And these and the videos were probably, I don't know, when you bought them, they were probably $30 or $40. So it would have four or five videos in it, and they were niche videos.
Right. What does that mean?
Well, all videos are niche. They're, you know, a particular genre.
You mean like foot fetish or something?
Well, something like that. Well, they weren't, but something like that. Anyway, so I had three or four of these bags, thinking, oh, they'd get $100 or $50. One of them sold for $800. Because the actual videos were in it, weren't available anymore, and the people who wanted them had that particular niche.
Well, tell us what the niches were.
No, it's not important what it is, but, you know, that there's probably thousands and thousands and thousands of videos in people's garages and cupboards around Australia.
I don't get all that. I really don't.
But yeah, it was a good fundraiser.
Okay, I think enough of porn, Macca. I think we need to move on.
No, I just wanted to.
I think enough of that.
It is.
I mean, I'm not a prude or anything, but no, I just don't get it. It's just, I don't get turned on by it.
Hi, this is John Borghetti, the CEO of Virgin Australia. Just like Joy 94.9, we are flying high and proud.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help us keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.